Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pasyacha Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're here. Indrajumna Sarovar. We heard about Indrajumna Sarovar from the Skanda Purana. And now here it is. And here we are. Indradumna Sarovar is also mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, from the Skanda Purana reference, we can recall that in search of Nila Madhav, based upon the findings of Vidya Vachaspati, Indradumna brought his whole kingdom here to Purushottam Kshetra, only to find that Nila Madhav was gone. But Narada instructed King Indradumna that he had been told that King Indradumna would come here, he would worship Nrisimhadev, find a Nrisimha deity, worship Nrisimhadev, then he would perform 1,000 Ashvamedha yajnas, and at the time of the 1,000th Ashvamedha yajna, he gave away so many cows in charity. The locals say 1.25 lakhs. So many cows that there's different versions. The weight of the cows made this sarovar. Some say the horns of the cows, whatever. Some say the milk of the cows created the sarovar. So in any case, the sarovar is very, very old. And this little temple to this side is a temple in honor of King Indradumna, in honor of the wife of King Indradumna, Gundicharani, this temple over here. A more recent temple for Radha Gopinath, we can take darshan later, but it doesn't have the same historical significance. Following this pastime of the 1,000th Ashvamedha Yajna, this is when the Daru Brahman appeared in the ocean, and Daru was carved by a carpenter who was Vishvakarma in disguise, just as was foretold would happen. And the temple, the Jagannath temple, which we have been passing every day except today, was built in the first Rath Yatra, where the deity of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra were taken on procession to the Jagannath temple. It's a very, very old history with the personality of Godhead at the center of this glorious, glorious Leela. From Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find this very scenic Sarovar is part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela just after the Jagannath Rath Yatra. After the Jagannath Rath Yatra, we're here. This is winter season. Add a few months. January, February, March, April, May, June, July. It's roasting. Anyone been here during the Jagannath Rath Yatra festival in Puri? No. A few. A little warm, yes? Very warm. Blazing hot. Something like that? Something like that. So, at the end of the day of chanting and dancing all day long, the cool, refreshing, soothing waters of Indra Sarovar was a very inviting place for the devotees of Mahaprabhu to come. And by the end of the day, they were in such a joyful spirit, they became, by Mahaprabhu's inducement, transcendentally playful. When the devotees came to Indra Sarovar, Mahaprabhu entered and he began splashing each and every one of the devotees. So that was the cue, the signal, a splash festival. Mahaprabhu was in the middle and he splashed all the devotees around. And then all the devotees at once splashed Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu's transcendental hands was able to splash more than all of their hands combined. And then the devotees paired off by the Lord's transcendental arrangement. Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda were splashing one another. And Mukunda Datta and Vasudev Datta were splashing one another. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Paramananda Puri, if I can recall correctly. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy were splashing and splashing and splashing. Mahaprabhu was standing by the side, looking at all the fun, and he turned to Gopinathacharya. Gopinathacharya is the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Mahaprabhu said to Gopinathacharya, "Can you tell your brother-in-law to stop behaving like a small child? He's a great scholar. He's lost all his sobriety and gravity. Please correct him. You're very good at this." Gopinathacharya simply smiled at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya previously was living on the dry oil cakes of speculative philosophy. Dry oil cakes where the oil is completely gone. In his whole life, he was simply eating biscuits of dry oil cakes. Until he got one drop of your mercy. And that one drop of your mercy has been expanded and expanded and expanded into an ocean of transcendental happiness. And what can check that transcendental happiness of your mercy, that one drop is sufficient to completely inundate and cover Mount Sumeru and the tallest mountains of the Himalayas, what to speak of these two little mountains, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy. What can stop that inundation?" Mahaprabhu smiled. appreciating the cleverness of Gopinathacharya. Just like we have our kirtan dances, sometimes the devotees will circle in one big circle. So Mahaprabhu had the devotees circle around, sometimes in a number of smaller circles. Then they came to the shore of the Sarovar for some rest, and they began playing like frogs, jumping around, like frogs jumping into the Sarovar, making the sounds of frogs, moving their arms, sitting like a frog, looking at each other, then jumping in, just like children. Then Mahaprabhu called Advaitacharya. Oh yes. In the splashing between Advaitacharya and Lord Nityananda, you want to guess who won? Lord Nityananda. And after Lord Nityananda won, then Advaitacharya began calling him bad names. Then Mahaprabhu called Advaitacharya and had him, instructed him, assume your form of Sheshanag. So right here, Advaitacharya manifested his form of Sheshanag, and Mahaprabhu came and reclined on Sheshanag and very peacefully was floating around the whole of Indra Sarovar. And the devotees were having kirtan. Like sometimes we have a boat festival and we put the deity on the boat and have kirtan for the pleasure of the deity. The boat is moved by the pujaris. And it's a very nice festival. So after the devotees had become cooled from the heat of the day of the Rath Yatra and sporting here in Indradumna Sarovar in a very joyful mood, they went to where we're going to go next, to the Ayatota Garden on the other, on this side of the Jagannath Temple, and they all took prasad of Lord Jagannath together. These very joyful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees were performed right here. The first place that we visited was the Gundicha Temple. And in the Gundicha Temple, the chapter, there's a whole chapter dedicated, a very important chapter, is dedicated to explaining the pastime and then the significance of the pastime, the inner meaning. So essentially, the Gundicha pastime means or signifies preparing the heart to receive Krishna. Now, Krishna is already in the heart. For that matter, Krishna is everywhere. So what does it mean to prepare the heart or to receive Krishna within one's heart? It means to make the heart pure so that the presence of Krishna will be perceived, so that Krishna's happiness will be attained. Because Krishna, just like any one of us, especially if one has a little bit of brahminical inclination, we like to be in places that are clean. It's inviting to be in places that are clean, and we don't feel good if it's some place that's really dirty, like the hallway going up the stairs to the motel where it's always dirty. What are we doing here? And every day, it's just, you know, a new batch of junk is... Anyway. What to speak of the Supreme Lord? It's inviting. We want to invite the Supreme Lord. We make the place for him clean. So that's the significance. In the morning, Lord Jagannath makes his appearance on the altar. And that day, the devotees, under Mahaprabhu's direction, made arrangements to clean the Gundicha temple where Jagannath would go. The beginning of the chapter describes, it's weaving into the chapter the the fabric or the thread of the growing eagerness of Maharaj Prataparudra to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because that happens the next day. So the day before, at least the discussion of the events of the day before, could someone ask these boys to be, someone that could speak their language? The incident with Mahaprabhu being approached by all the devotees, will go to Mahaprabhu. We won't say, can you meet with Ramananda Roy, or can you meet with Prataparudra Maharaj? We'll just speak the glories of Prataparudra Maharaj. Yes, that's just glorified Prataparudra Maharaj. And when they all stood before Mahaprabhu, they couldn't speak, because they knew he understood their mind, and what they wanted him was to meet with Prataparudra Maharaj. So Lord Chaitanya explained, how is this going to work? Consider what you're asking. Everyone just laugh, sannyas ashram. Everyone will criticize. What to speak of everyone? Even Damodar Pandit here. He is always chastising me. If Damodar Pandit agrees, I will agree. Damodar Pandit indicated, my Lord, you're the supreme independent personality of Godhead, and you have deep affection for your devotees. Maharaj Prataparudra is so devoted to your lotus feet, I'm sure that you will show him your mercy. How you do that, we all wait and see. But you will show him your mercy. Then Lord Nityananda made the proposal, at least for the time being, give him one of your outer garments, so at least he'll maintain his life. Mahaprabhu's response, do whatever you like. Following that, Ramananda Roy spoke such appreciation. What the others were supposed to do, Ramananda Roy did, spoke such appreciation. The quality of devotion that Ramananda Roy has for you. I just mentioned that you wished to have me come here to Puri, and that meant releasing me from government service. At once, such devotion he showed for you. How fortunate you are, Ramananda Roy, to have this opportunity to be in the association and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You're the most fortunate person on earth. Whatever service I can do to assist that, please allow me. Such devotion he has for you. Then Mahaprabhu made the suggestion. Bring the son of Maharaj Prataparudra. Then that exchange took place with his son. Just seeing his son reminded Mahaprabhu of Krishna. Beautiful form, dressed in yellow garments, darkish complexion, beautiful features. Just to see you reminds one of Krishna. The best service one can do, one's best friend is one who reminds one of Krishna. Then it describes that Mahaprabhu called for three persons. He called for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he called for Kashi Mishra, and he called for the superintendent of the Jagannath Temple. And all three of them came, and Mahaprabhu said, today we will cleanse the Gundicha Temple, but we need all of the utensils and the paraphernalia for doing that. The superintendent of the temple said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this particular service is not appropriate for you. But your wish is our life and soul. So you just give the order and it will be done, whatever it is. So Mahaprabhu said, bring to the Gundicha temple 100 brooms and 100 buckets, and we will all go and cleanse the temple. So here from Indradumna Sarovar, the buckets were filled, they were clay pots filled with water. And all the way from the Indra Sarovar to the temple, lines were set up where the clay pots would go empty this way and full this way. When all the devotees arrived, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his own hand placed cooling sandalwood paste on their foreheads. And there was a very clear system how to cleanse the temples, very clearly spelled out in the Gundicha Margin of Pastime. The temple area and the Jagamohan area where the deity resides, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they did all the sweeping with the brooms and gathered all the dust and straw and particles of sand. And then they took the buckets of water and threw them on the ceiling. And from the ceiling, the water then splashed onto the walls and onto the floor, and it was just rivers of water all over the place. We followed the same system at the installation of Krishna Balaram, because the temple, the Krishna Balaram temple, was like forever under construction for about a year and a half, and there was dust everywhere, not just on the floor, there was dust everywhere. So the ceilings in the Krishna Balaram temple are very tall. Throw the buckets of water onto the ceiling. We were totally soaked. The water went everywhere and onto the walls and rivers of, just like Gundicha temple. It was ecstatic. Then Mahaprabhu moved the area where the deity resides and cleaned underneath and put the resting place back in place. And then where the bhog offering is made, same thing, moved everything, cleaned underneath and the sides and put everything back in place. And then the area between where the altar and the temple room itself are, where everyone stands, and cleaned that area. And then they cleaned all the residential quarters. And then they went and cleaned the Nrisinga temple. And then Mahaprabhu, that is a nice description, says if he saw a particular person was not cleaning very nicely, he would encourage them in the following way. One who was cleaning very nicely, he would praise them and say, this is very good. You should show this standard to all the others, and the others that weren't to that standard, they could understand, I have to improve. Mahaprabhu was very pleased by this. And in this way, everyone was encouraged and very enthused in their cleaning. As a measure of how successful was the cleaning, Mahaprabhu had them gather all the straw and grains of sand and particles of dust into a cloth in a big pile. And Mahaprabhu's pile is bigger than everybody else's together. And he was saying the more one has cleaned very nicely, it means the indication is the more the heart has become cleansed. And he said if whoever has gathered the least has to pay a penalty. The penalty is they must serve everyone sweet rice and cakes. That's a nice penalty. Serve prasad to all the devotees. During the course of the cleaning, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes one clever Bengali Brahmin took some water, and while Mahaprabhu was with his feet sticking out cleaning, he washed his foot with water and gathered the water in a bucket and drank the water. Internally, Mahaprabhu was very pleased. Externally, he was very angry. Because he didn't allow that. He turned to Sarup Damodar and said, your Bengali Vaishnav has made a big offense before the altar of Lord Jagannath. He's taken water from my feet. What hellish planet am I destined to now? Understanding Mahaprabhu's mood, Sarup Damodar went straight to that Vaishnav, grabbed him by the neck, and brought him to the door and pushed him outside. Understanding Mahaprabhu was actually pleased. Mahaprabhu was very strict in this way. So, with his own cloth, he was cleaning the altar. As he was cleaning, he was in ecstasy. And with his own tears sometimes, he was cleaning along with the water that was being splashed everywhere. His body was covered with sand and dust, beautifying his golden bodily form even more. The description is there. There are so many devotees engaged in bringing water continuously that sometimes the water pots would collide and break. So other devotees had to go and get more pots. And as they would pass the pots from one to another, they would do so just by saying, Krishna, Krishna. And the other would say, Krishna, Krishna. And the whole area was filled with the sound of calling, Krishna, 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 resounding in all directions. In fact, they didn't even have to say anything. Just mystically, just by saying, Krishna, Krishna, the other person understood what they meant. Very, very joyful festival. Sometimes in our temples we have this. We have our ISKCON name for what we call Maha Cleanup. You have that term here too? It's actually very joyful when the devotees are all focused on the same activity of making Krishna's temple clean or focusing on an area, making the kitchen finally like clean, like it should be. And it's ecstatic. So the devotees in Mahaprabhu's association were simply ecstatic. So in connection with this Leela, there's a very long, something 7, 8, 9 pages, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is describing the significance of this Leela, the dust, the particles of the sand, and pieces of straw representing different anartas within the heart. And the Gundicha Marjana, or the Anarta Nivritti process, is necessary before one can attract the Lord. It's necessity to cleanse the heart before we'll feel the presence of the Lord, although He is already present. To invite Him to make Himself manifest so we can feel His presence requires a purified heart, and that requires this willingness to undergo very, very careful, with great effort. Not only they were splashing water, there was so much, it's hot, they were perspiring. There's endeavor involved in the Anarta Nivritti process. And Chaitanya Charitamrita describes they would gather all these particles of dust and sand, put it in a cloth. Mahaprabhu went outside the temple and threw it outside the temple. So all the devotees got the idea. Gather up there, whatever they had accumulated, and throw it outside the temple. So whatever, similarly for ourselves, whatever impurity of heart, throw it outside, far away, so it can't come back in. Just like, let's say, you're holding some kind of ill feeling towards another person. for something, and you know it's not good, take that bad feeling, throw it far away, and put forgiveness in the heart instead. And so on. The mood of trying to serve another devotee or serve one another. This is required. It's in one sense it's a challenge to do it. In another sense it's necessity. In another sense, when done in the right consciousness, it's joyful. Getting rid of the burden of the painful contaminations of heart. It only causes our own heart pain, and it only causes other people that we deal with pain. It's the source of so much unhappiness in this world. Happiness is discarded carefully. And after the first cleansing, Mahaprabhu decided we should cleanse again. So they went through the whole process a second time, joyfully. Make the heart completely clean. Make Gundicha the fit place for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for Lord Jagannath to reside. And again, at the end of the cleansing, they came here to Indradumna Sarovar, and then they went to the Ayatota Garden and took prasad in anticipation of the next day's Rath Yatra festival. And this became, after the first year, became an annual event, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple, that was like a ritual. All the devotees were eagerly anticipating with Mahaprabhu cleansing the temple and preparing for Jagannath's coming to Gundicha. Now, it's also described something that's more esoteric but transcendental reality, is that in the Leela of Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra, Gundicha represents Vrindavan. And Jagannath is being taken from Purushottam Kshetra, opulent Aishwarya worship, to the very simple garden of Gundicha. So the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the Rath Yatra festival was bringing Krishna to Vrindavan. Totally transcendental. But that was Mahaprabhu's mood. Inducing, by love, inducing Krishna to come to Vrindavan along with Balaram and his sister Subhadra. So there's some significance of this Panchamukhi Hanuman. I can't remember. Somebody remember? Not sure. Some significance. And for those of us that did not get to see the Nrisimha deity so clearly, the Nrisimha deity that's there is very, very old. Inside the hollow Nrisimha deity is Ugra Nrisimha. The pujari said, Shanta Nrisimha, Ugra Nrisimha. And then inside Ugra Nrisimha, very, 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 very ancient deity. Just like those that went to Mayapur or have been to Mayapur, and the Nrisimhapalli Murti, very, very old. So inside, he pulls back the cloth, and inside there's like ribs or something like that, slats of this in the stone, and you can see inside Ugra Nrisimha. Ugra Nrisimha is the mood of Lord Nrisimhadev as he's killing Hiranyakashipu, just like our deity in Mayapur, in his mood of ripping apart. There's even more intense is our deity in Mayapur, where he's sthana nrisinga. He's before he pounces, because some of the deities is Lord Nrisinga, just like in Nrisingapalli. Prahlad is at his feet offering obeisances. Hiranyakashipu is over the lap of Lord Nrisingadeva and he's bifurcating him. Those who are connoisseurs of Nrisinga worship say that this sthana Nrisinga is even more intense. He's anticipating the pounce. So that's his Ugra Nrisinga Bhav. So this is this deity here. And it's not clear whether it's the same deity, but at least the Nrisinga deity was part of Indradumna Maharaja's. It's part of the whole transcendental leela of coming to Lord Jagannath, coming to the Nila Madhava, coming to meet Krishna, is to have all, by Lord Nrisingadev's mercy, all obstacles and impurities removed from the heart by his protection. So worshipping Lord Nrisingadev is part of that sequence of things that Indradumna Maharaj was put through. Am I forgetting anything? Some place that we... Yeah. We're going to go to the Ayatota Garden. Yes? Yes. We won't be able to sit there. It's small. Yes? It has great spiritual significance for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It's said in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay. It's said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that during the number of days that Jagannath stays in the Gundicha temple before he returns back to the Jagannath temple, Mahaprabhu and his devotees would spend the night in the Ayatota garden. So, very special. Very, very special. This whole of Jagannath Puri is transcendentally special. So we'll go there. Next. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Indradumna Sarovar ki. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.